Fuzzy bread.
Fuzzy bread.
Here's another thing I've been wondering about. I'd like to know the ratio of Christians to the amount of people who cried when they watched the movie E.T. You'd think once a person knew the story of Christ about his death and resurrection, that the emotion they'd feel about that would kind of steal the thunder from the little guy from space. After all, the alien didn't even die. He just kind of turned white and got stuck in a bag. I personally don't remember ever crying about that movie. Well, if you watched E.T. and cried like a butthole, please email me at akktri@yahoo.com. Right now, you probably think that I'm a butthole. And you're probably right. So let's get on with the Bible study. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Open up your Bible to Matthew 7. We will be reading from verses 24 to 29. This, of course, is from Jesus' sermon on the mountain. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus had finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. Disobeying Christ is a recipe for disaster. A lot of problems in life come from our failure to put Christ as a first priority in the situation. I can think of numerous days in which I have lost my temper and flown into a rage and behaved in a most unchristian-like manner because I simply did not put Christ first. When I am at my angriest, it is usually because of my refusal to be like Christ. Sometimes I get frustrated with my parents because they tell me to do a chore and they want it done immediately. They don't want to wait. They want it done right now and not 5 or 10 minutes from now. My anger comes from not wanting to be like Christ and emptying myself in the form of a servant. But I will only be at peace if I put the needs of others before my own. Another thing that gets me upset is when people mess with my stuff. Sometimes I can fly off the handle and practically abuse the person who is messing with my papers or my computer or something. But everything that Jesus teaches in the New Testament, everything his disciples have taught, seem to indicate that we are to value God and people more than our material possessions. This is a very bitter pill to swallow, but true peace comes when we are most like Christ and are putting our heart and our values in the right place, and when we are valuing the right things. I am going to have to experience both of these things much more frequently now that I'm moving back into my parents' house. And, like the man who built his house on the sand, if I do not put Christ first in my life every single day, I am going to eventually fall apart whenever something stressful happens to me. Hating people is bad for your health. The person you hate doesn't care if you're holding a grudge or not. I got this temporary job assignment at a factory one time, and I tried my best to do everything they told me to do. I tried to follow the directions and keep up with the demands and keep up a good speed and just, you know, follow the orders and everything. And I kept getting reprimanded and criticized, and it seemed like every time I turned around, someone was picking on me and a job I was doing, even though I skipped breaks and stuff to keep up with the workload and make sure everything was done at the end of the day. And those bosses, I just hated them. I almost wanted to kill them. They were that stressful and that aggravating to me. But Christ called me to forgive. Those people, they have jobs, and I currently am looking for a job. That's yet another reason for me to dislike them, and even hate them, and even want them to be dead. But Christ calls me to love those people and forgive them. Romans 12:19-20 says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. No, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals in his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." Now, I wouldn't exactly call those people evil, per se, but since I am 30 and I'm forced to move back to my parents' house because I don't have a job to pay for an apartment, I have difficulty liking those people, especially since they have jobs and can afford stuff like rent. But if I hold a grudge, I'm going to be the one that has heart failure at an early age. That's hardly fair, but the only solution is to forgive them and to go on with my life. If I do not behave like Christ, I will bring ruin upon myself. Well, you may not be a 30-year-old creep who's still living in his parents' guest bedroom, but I hope that by these examples you may at least see, perhaps, what Jesus is talking about when he says that you should make him and his words your foundation for your behavior and your life.